But I guess they might have been at one time, but I can't recall any right now. It's pretty few and far between, I know that.
Well, when they had them like that, have you ever seen one in Huntsville or something, you know?
Oh, I've seen them with the stairs on the outside, yeah. Go up and just go on in the house from the outside. Yes, sir, I've seen them that way. They just have the regular stair with banisters on it, you know, the banisters on there, all sides of the house, you know. They usually go right upside the side of the house, you know, and go on to a little entrance porch up there and then on in the house, you know. Now, that's the one that I've seen most of them were, you know. You see what I'm talking about, you know, the stair just go right upside the house and then you step on a little entrance, I'd say a porch up there, a little entrance something, and then on into the door, you see.
Oh, I see. Well, this house, I know this part back here where the kitchen is, that sort of is an L of the house, isn't it?
Well, yeah, the kitchen part there is kind of an offset. This house is pretty well square here, you know. It's about 26, when it's 16 and 16 is 32 feet wide, about 42 feet wide, and about 26 feet this way, you see. It's 16 there and about 10 here, you see. It'd be about 26 by about 40. And the other part is just, it's more or less of an L. It goes on off back there, yes. It would be really cold, kind of an L back there.
What do you call the place where the roofs come together then?
I just call it housetop.
Have you ever heard that place called something like the valley or something there with a...
Yeah, they call that the valley, like I think that, but a housetop house, what I call a housetop house, don't have no valley, you see. It don't have no valley to it at all. It just, water goes off in the front and goes off in the back, and that's it. But this, those are valleys up there, those well, 10 things. These valleys in this, there's a valley right here in this end of the house. There's valleys right there in the front.
Well, you mean when the water comes off the top, you mean it catches in that little valley?
Yeah, and runs down in a certain place. Man, you can just hear the water just pouring off out there. Oh, it'll come down in those valleys, you know. They have valleys.
So the valley is both the connection where the L...
Yeah, where the L top, where they come together. Where this roof comes in here and the other roof comes in yonder. Well, then they have a valley, then it goes down there, you see.
And then along the edge of the porch, there's a valley too that catches the water. Or what do you call the thing along the edge of the porch? You know, some houses have, where if it rains hard...
It rains in it.
Yes,
I mean, the water will run off of the porch into that gutter.
That's the gutter.
Yeah, that gutter. It runs along the eave, you know, to catch the water, to keep the water from just running on down and just hitting the ground hard, you know. It'll run that gutter and then run off each end of the gutter, you see. We got a gutter here on the end of this porch here, and it runs on off. When it's raining, it runs off of the porch out of that valley and runs into that gutter and runs on down and all hits the ground in the same place, there, you know.
Oh, yes?
Yeah.
Well, you said that you had to go help your wife tuck wood sometimes to boil the water, to boil the clothes.
Yeah.
Where did you keep that wood? Did you ever have a little house or something to keep it?
Oh, no, we didn't down there. Sometimes we'd have time and haul wood down there and pile it up around the washboard. And when we didn't, we'd just go out in the wood and arm it up and tote it there at the washboard. There's always limbs are falling and old dead trees laying around there and junk like that. But a lot of time we'd haul wash wood, you know. When we're hauling around the wagon, because it is in a wagon, because we didn't have... Sometime we finally had a little old truck, got it about 1920. I don't know. Anyhow, we had just a little old pickup truck with a little old bed on behind it, which hauled a little stuff in, but we never did. Back those times, you didn't have good pickups and good way to haul stuff, only with a wagon, you know. Most of the time, we'd haul that wash wood in a wagon, go out in the woods and just get a load of wash wood and go out and pile it up. It'd do several weeks, you know. But a lot of time, you towed it out of the wood. Just went out and got your own wash wood.
Did you ever take the wagon out, like, and get just... fill it half full? What would you call that? How much wood would you say that was?
Well, we didn't. Well, it's just you know, a cord is 4 foot high and 8 foot long and 4 foot wide. That's a cord, and we never did and bring wood like it. We did. We just said you had a half a wagon load or something like that. We never did name it any certain thing, because we wouldn't know just what it was. You know, it just be according to the dimensions of your wagon, you know, about how much it held. But a cord is 8 foot long, you know, and 4 foot high and 4 foot wide. That is a cord.